Let us pray. Holy Spirit, amaze us by your teaching and amaze us with your presence. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Christmas 2023 is well behind us. And we have also moved past the baby Jesus lying in a manger. The story today is set in Capernaum, a busy thoroughfare that Jesus could teach both the local Jews and those who were passing through on their way elsewhere. A wonderful opportunity of speaking to people and evangelism. Here we see a different perspective of Jesus. We are looking at a 30-year-old man, no baby anymore. We see Jesus with authority, so striking that people can only stare in amazement. Mark chapter 1 verse 20 says, "The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law." And then a little further down, Jesus said, "Be quiet," sternly to the demons, "come out of the man." The people asked, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority?" He even gives order to impure spirits, and they obey him. Wow. Jesus has not only the power to command as a teacher, but Jesus has the power to command an evil spirit that can do nothing but acknowledge his lordship and authority. All four Gospels reveal that Jesus amazed people during his earthly ministry in two main ways. One, with signs and wonders he performed were unlike anything they have ever seen. And the second way, people were awestruck by Jesus' teaching, the insight, his interpretation, and his evident authority. Jesus is often regarded as a good man. But we insult Christ if we view him merely as a good teacher. Our Lord is not simply a wise, moral philosopher. Rather, he spoke with divine authority. What he says, therefore, must be believed. His words are truth itself. And if we do not heed what he says, then we will find ourselves outside of his kingdom on the last day. The definition of authority is the power or the right to command. That's authority. Jesus' authority lies not in his credentials or earned degrees. He did not hold prestigious positions. Rather, Jesus' authority lies in who he is. And he is the divine Son of God. How did the teachers of the law teach? Were they unsure of themselves? No. The scribes and others taught with self-confidence. They were dogmatic and intolerant. Their authority came from other teachers. The scribes would quote often their rabbi for authority. it was a sort of name-dropping technique. Like we may drop names today. Oh, Billy Graham said this, or John Stott said this, or Bishop so-and-so said this, or something. Christ did not appeal to the authority of others or other rabbis when he instructed the people. Jesus taught as one who knew the mind of God and was commissioned to declare it. In the book of Isaiah chapter 61, it says, prophesying Jesus, "The spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoner." Jesus was endorsed by God. His interpretation of Scripture was special and unique. His authority came from divine insight. Jesus taught with God's given authority. If that was not enough to astound, the covenant synagogue had known nothing but hypocritical, empty religion that was well known in those days in covenant. Sadly, many today's churches fall into the same trap. What came next would rock the world. Jesus delivered a demon-possessed man. Jesus demonstrated his power over spiritual darkness that kept people, and particular this man, in captive. When God's kingdom advances, Satan and demons must retreat. They are doomed to ultimate defeat. Dear sisters and brothers, we are still involved in spiritual warfare today. Satan and his demons are still around. And so we must preach Christ and Him crucified. When you are involved in making disciples and evangelism and showing people the message of Jesus, you are on the cutting edge of spiritual warfare. I personally have experienced spiritual attacks waged against me and sometimes my family members. As our St. Luke's slogan reads, we need to know Christ more and make Him known to others. When you are advancing the kingdom of Christ, then the kingdom of darkness must retreat. Can you imagine? We are sitting here and at this church, and you listen to John Long week in, week out, week in, week out. But suddenly, you become face to face with Jesus. That's what happened in that church, at that synagogue in Capernaum. Suddenly, people came face to face with the Lord, with Jesus, the Messiah. No wonder people were amazed. They just met Jesus. They were face to face with God, the Son. They just met the awaiting Messiah. They met someone with authority. Friends, how about us? When was the last time you were amazed by Jesus and His teaching? When was the last time you were amazed by His love for you and the sacrifice that He gave for you? When was the last time you were amazed by Jesus' grace, mercy, and forgiveness? It is no surprise that when that happened in Capernaum, the news spread throughout the region of Galilee. How about us? If that happened at St. Luke's, shouldn't we go and spread the news to our neighborhood and others around? Let me draw it to a close. We may be amazed at Jesus' teachings and power and authority, but we need more. Don't just admire Jesus at a distance. Don't just call him a good or great teacher. We must believe and follow him and walk his way in obedience. We must have an intimate relationship with him and be amazed by him and by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Let us pray for the church and the world,
giving thanks for God's goodness.